friends. This is the premiere episode of the Innovative Christian Educator Podcast, a space where we recognize that we are significant influencers in shaping the future. During our time together, we will collaborate and share our experiences, explore how to leverage technology, implement best practices, and seek to transform hearts and minds through biblical immersion and innovative teaching and learning strategies. As this is our first time together, I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. I'm Jacqueline Petty, and like you, I steward many responsibilities. I am a wife, a mother, an educator, and a believer in Christ. I have been a teacher and school administrator in public, private Christian, and homeschool settings. God has given me a burning passion to spread the gospel to children in my sphere of influence and to collaborate with brilliant educators in reimagining our classrooms to effectively meet our students' diverse needs and guiding them to reach their fullest potential. Today's topic recognizes that a believer's foundation is grounded in the Word of God and should remain the cornerstone of what we do as educators. So we will start by briefly defining and discussing the importance of immersing your students in a biblical worldview. Friends, I am so excited to share a book that provides ideas and resources on this topic. It's called Beyond Biblical Integration, Immersing You and Your Students in a Biblical Worldview by Roger Erdvig. I highly recommend all Christian educators purchase this book and follow the exercises to deepen their worldview and understand how it penetrates their education philosophy and practices. So what is a worldview and how is it defined? Okay, so I want you to imagine putting on a pair of colored glasses. Let's just say they're pink. These lenses turn everything you see pink. And even if someone tells you that an object is blue, you say, well, it looks pink to me. Our worldview lenses are prescribed with our core values, experiences, and desires, which inform our thoughts and actions. Our underlying assumptions about what is true determine our behavioral patterns that reflect how we perceive and interact with the world. As believers in Christ, we should hold and teach from a biblical worldview. According to Erdvig's book, biblical immersion in education is a holistic approach that seeks to guide students' perspectives through a consistent biblical lens and a safe place where they can challenge, assess meaning, and determine relevance in their lives. Remember those pink glasses? We want students to see life through a biblical lens. As educators, our role is critical to a child's development, and we model our worldview daily, showing how God is intimately connected and relevant to everything we say, think, and do. Are we teaching from a biblical worldview? Do our students understand God better through our instruction? I'd like to illustrate biblical immersion by sharing a personal story. A few years ago, I was teaching fifth grade at our local Christian school. We were in our space science unit, and on this day, my instruction was on the planet's placement and how their orbits held them in an invisible path that prevented them from colliding with one another. Only a God outside of time and space, who holds the mysteries of all understanding, could create such detail in the solar system. I weaved in Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." I then handed each student a container of Play-Doh and asked them to make their own creation. My students shared out why they created what they made, which pointed to the intentionality they put into their design. I reiterated that God's creation is detailed and purposeful, and he also created them for a purpose. I wish you could have been there with me. The room was buzzing with conversations. Science instruction, immersed in biblical truths, brought meaning to my students' lives. Several students said, "Mrs. Petty, I never liked space science before. But now I know when I look up at the night sky that God designed the planets and me with a purpose." Erdvig challenges us to ask ourselves, are your students consistently led to think, desire, and act in ways that reflect who God is and his purpose for mankind? Wow, that was a lot to unpack in our short time together, and we only scratched the surface. So to keep the conversation going, make sure you post your thoughts, questions, and experiences below. We all want to hear from you. Indeed, we grow best in community. So I challenge you to grab a buddy and listen to our episodes together. Thanks again for joining me today. And remember that we are on this journey together to be innovative Christian educators who transform hearts and minds that shape the future.